The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This is the one of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord. It's hard to believe, but it's been 18 and a half years ago that our first daughter was born. And I remember all of the craziness that surrounded the whole event. I mean, everybody was excited, our family, our friends, everyone. We were going to, you know, all the baby showers, and they were just giving us gifts left and right, and we were getting the room ready, and everything was just right. And then the big day came, and it was amazing. Well, it was amazing for me. Not so much for my wife, but it was amazing. And then the baby was here. And everyone was coming to visit and bringing more presents and food. And then my mother-in-law, God bless her, stayed. Now, this is a great thing. If you've ever had a baby and your mother-in-law or your mother stays, you know what a gift this is. Because especially with your first child, I didn't have a clue what I was doing, you know. I hadn't changed diapers before. I didn't know what to do when the baby cried. And it was nice to have somebody there with some experience. And she even took a shift in the middle of the night because Rachel was not a big fan of sleeping her first few nights at home, and she was crying all night. And so it was great having her there. And then she would cook and she would clean up some. Oh, it was just, I can never tell you how thankful I was to have her there in those first few days. The first few days. After a little bit, though, I think I was kind of ready to see her going back down to Aiken. You know, it was fine when she was doing my laundry, except for when she picked up my jeans and washed them with my wallet in them. Or then when she was cleaning the kitchen and decided to rearrange everything in the cabinets. That made my wife really happy, by the way. Everything was different, and we didn't know what to do. And the truth was, as much as we loved having my mother-in-law there, as helpful as she was, we were ready to get on with our lives. We were ready for things to get back to normal, or the new normal, as it were. It's kind of like Christmas, isn't it? You know, I mean, we were all excited about Christmas. There were the parties and the shopping and the decorating, and we had everything just right. And then came the big day, and we were with our family and our friends, and there was all that food. Clearly, there was a lot of food, and you know, the presents were there, and it was just great. And now it's still Christmas, but we're kind of ready to get back to life as normal, aren't we? Some of us already have. Here, watch this. How many of you decorated for Christmas this year? Raise them high. How many of you still have your house decorated? Two people. And I bet some of you were like, that's just because I hadn't gotten around to it yet, right? I mean, our decorations are down. Now check this out. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. That took you a lot longer. Why? Because by the 12th day, we're sick of that song, aren't we? I mean, the truth is, and my wife even said it to me. She goes, you know, I love having the house decorated for Christmas, but I'm not ready for it to all be gone. Can you relate? We're ready for things to get back to normal, that new normal, you know, to usher in 2020. We're kind of ready to go back to work and to school. Well, maybe not school, but we're ready to go back and just have life the way it is. You know, the Christmas excitement has passed us by, and now it's time to move forward. But folks, it's still Christmas. And that's why today's gospel reading is the perfect reading for the 12th day of Christmas. This is John's nativity scene, John's Christmas story. We didn't hear about Mary and Joseph. We didn't hear about shepherds and angels. We didn't hear about wise men. Of course, we didn't hear about wise men because they didn't show up for 2 years. Just a pet peeve. But then we didn't hear about the baby Jesus either, did we? I mean, there's a reason that this one's read on the second Sunday of Easter and not on Christmas Eve, because we would feel like we were cheated if this was the Christmas Eve text. We want to hear about the angels and the shepherds, and we want to hear about Mary and Joseph and the baby in the barn and swaddling clothes and all of those things, don't we? But now on the 12th day of Christmas, we hear what it's really all about. We hear why we celebrate Christmas some 2,000 years later. You see, John says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was the beginning with all things, and all things came into being through Him. And without Him, nothing came into being. In Him was light, the light that enlightens everything. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Then he says, and the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen the glory of God, the glory of God's only Son. Nobody's ever seen God, but through Jesus Christ, we have. That, my friends, is why we celebrate Christmas. Because the Word became flesh. Because God, the one who created all of this, became one of us. Became like you and me. And why? Because we're broken. Because our world doesn't work right. Because we're fallen. Because we're sinners. And because of that, God, out of love, became one of us. Came to this world. That light came here. That light that shines in the darkness. And the darkness did not overcome it. That's why we celebrate Christmas. That, my friends, is really what this is all about. God became human. And the light that shines in the darkness. And the darkness did not overcome it. You see, the thing is, after the baby was born in the barn, life went on. A couple years later, the wise men showed up. Then we hear about Jesus going to worship in the temple with his family, and oops, they forgot him and left him there because he was still teaching them. And then there's a whole blank space. And we hear about this same Jesus as an adult, teaching and preaching, healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, raising the dead, But then we hear that the very people who should have accepted him, the very people who should have loved him the most, are the very people who rejected him, who turned their back on him, who had him arrested, mocked, beaten, and killed. This is the darkness of our world. You know, as we get back to normal in this world, we're reminded of the darkness that's been here the whole time, right? We get a little bit of a reprieve from it around the Christmas holiday, but then the reality of life hits us square in the face again. I mean, our country is impeaching a president, and at the same time, we're dropping bombs on foreign countries, and we might end up in a military conflict. And then we're reminded of the people who are sick or diagnoses that we ourselves may have. We're face to face once again with problems that we're having in our marriage or going through a divorce, or perhaps we're struggling with raising our kids or struggling with aging parents. Maybe our financial situation is completely terrible. Maybe we're dealing with unemployment. We know all about the darkness, don't we? We know all about going back to life as normal. But hear the good news of Christmas. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. See, this isn't just a one-day thing like it is in Luke's gospel and Matthew's gospel. John talks about a reality, a new reality, the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. See, the joy of Christmas is the joy of hope. It's the joy of celebration. It is the joy that we have not just for one day, not just for 12 days, but for eternity. And that's because Jesus Christ, the baby who was born in the manger, the one who was mocked, beaten, and killed, he was raised from the dead on the third day. And because of that, we have life and life eternal. No matter what happens in this world, no matter how fallen and broken we may be, we have the light of Christ shining in us. Therefore, Christmas isn't just a time to celebrate Christ's birth. It's a time for us to celebrate that light that comes into the world. Therefore, we should always, always be shining that light to the world. It's always Christmas for Christians. Always. Because we're that light. And so I invite you, in 2020, be the light. Because if you look at this, you see, what's your plans for this year? Because Christmas was a part of God's plan from the beginning. From the beginning, from the foundation of the world. And you know what else was God's plan from the beginning? You were. Listen to what it says in Ephesians, the text that Ryan read earlier. It said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will." My friends, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And in later in John's gospel, Jesus tells us that you are the light of the world. From the beginning of time, before the foundation of the world, you were chosen. You were destined for adoption. Why? Because God felt like it. Because of the pleasure of his goodwill. Not because of how great you are, not because of how sinless you are, but because God has chosen each and every one of you to be the light, the Christmas light. Folks, there's a lot of darkness in our world. But it's you and me who are called to shine in that darkness. We're the ones who are the ray of hope. We're the ones to be the ones who forgive. We're the ones who are called to love in the darkest times. That's what we were destined to do. We were put here to shine the light of Christmas, to shine the light of Christ, not throughout a day, not throughout 12 days, but throughout our entire lives. That's what this is all about, folks. Merry Christmas. Amen.